Welcome to Midday Prayer, this Thursday, April 16th, from the chapel at Ozark Presbyterian Church. As always, we'll begin our time together in silence. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. O God and Father of the risen Christ, in whose resurrection we receive new life, send your Spirit to dwell among us in this hour of worship. O risen Christ, Son of the Father, may we hear your word of peace today. O Spirit of the living God, teach us once more to live in the power of Christ's resurrection, in whose name we make all our prayers. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Psalm 47. To the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. O Lord God, King of kings, who holds all nations under your subjection, deliver your people out of danger from those who seek our overthrow and destruction, so that all people may know your care and love that you have for your heritage, and so that we may always sing psalms to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament lesson this morning is a reading from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson is a reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 26. While the lame beggar who had been healed clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico that is called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken, from Samuel and those who came after him, also proclaim these days. You are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel lesson today is a reading from John, chapter 15, verses 12 through 27. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I commanded you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to you, Lord Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he has trampled down death, and upon those in the tombs he has bestowed life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. O living Lord, on the first Easter day you stood in the midst of your disciples as the conqueror of sin and death, and spoke to them your peace. Come to us, we pray, in your risen power, and make us glad with your presence, and so breathe your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may be strong to serve you and spread abroad your good news for the glory of your great name. Almighty and eternal God, who has bidden us to walk as pilgrims and strangers in this passing world, seeking that abiding city that you have prepared for us in heaven, we pray that you will so govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we, avoiding all the desires of the flesh that war against the soul, and quietly obedient to the rule that you have set over us, may show forth your glory before the world by our good works, for Jesus' sake. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Let your peace rule in our hearts, and may it be our strength and our song. We commit ourselves to your care and keeping this day. Let your grace be mighty in us and sufficient for us. Keep us from sin, give us the rule over our own spirits, and prevent us from speaking unwisely with our lips. May we live together in peace and holy love, and be pleased to commend your blessing upon us, even life for evermore. Keep us settled in you in all the events of the day, its joys as well as its trials, and grant that we may be seeking first your kingdom, even as we trust in you for all other needful things. We ask this for Jesus' sake. Mighty God, with the dawn of your love, you reveal your victory over all that would destroy or hurt. You brighten the life of all who need and seek you. Especially we pray for families suffering separation. People different from ourselves. Those isolated by sickness or sorrow. The victims of violence or warfare. The Church of Jesus Christ in the Pacific region. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Holy and mighty Lord, who turned back the angel of the plague from the dwellings of your people, we beseech you to hear our cry for those who are suffering and dying under this present pestilence. In your mercy, give understanding and sound judgment to those called to make decisions about public policy. Bless the means which are used to stay the spread of sickness. Strengthen those who labor to heal and comfort the afflicted. Support those who are in pain and distress. Speedily restore those who have been brought low, and unto all who are beyond healing in this life, grant your heavenly consolation and your saving grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.